6. Answer to Peter's question. As they sat thinking, Simon Peter asked, "Do you speak this parable to us, your apostles, or is it for all the disciples?" And Jesus answered, "In the time of testing, a man's soul is revealed. Trial discloses what really is in the heart. When the servant is tested and proved, then may the Lord of the house set such a servant over his household and safely trust this faithful steward to see that his children are fed and nurtured. Likewise will I soon know who can be trusted with the welfare of my children when I shall have returned to the Father. As the Lord of the household shall set the true and tried servant over the affairs of his family, so will I exalt those who endure the trials of this hour in the affairs of my kingdom. But if the servant is slothful, and begins to say in his heart, 'My master delays his coming,' and begins to mistreat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, then the Lord of that servant will come at a time when he looks not for him, and, finding him unfaithful, will cast him out in disgrace. Therefore you do well to prepare yourselves for that day when you will be visited suddenly and in an unexpected manner. Remember, much has been given to you, therefore will much be required of you. Fiery trials are drawing near you. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and I am on watch until this is accomplished. You preach peace on earth, but my mission will not bring peace in the material affairs of men, not for a time at least. Division can only be the result where two members of a family believe in me and three members reject this gospel. Friends, relatives, and loved ones are destined to be set against each other by the gospel you preach. True, each of these believers shall have great and lasting peace in his own heart, but peace on earth will not come until all are willing to believe and enter into their glorious inheritance of sonship with God. Nevertheless, go into all the world proclaiming this gospel to all nations, to every man, woman, and child." And this was the end of a full and busy Sabbath day. On the morrow, Jesus and the 12 went into the cities of northern Perea to visit with the 70, who were working in these regions under Abner's supervision.